It's Chazor Zeh Chinesh Masih HaBachi Cheskos Shag Ben Avram Yehuda. Techter Brachas Daf Lamed Hey. Mishnah asks, what bracha do you make on peiros? On fruits of the tree you make a bari priya eitz, except for wine, because on wine you make a bari priya gofen. On fruits of the ground you make a bari priya adama, except for bread, because on bread you make a mitzvah lechem in aretz. On yerokos you also make a bari priya adama, but Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bari mina deshoyim. Mara asks, how do we know that you have to make a bracha before eating? Bryce brings the prophecy of Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem Loshen Rabim Hilulim. There are praises that have to be made to Hashem. Pasuk is referring to the fruit of the fourth year. It teaches that you have to make a bracha before and after you eat the such fruit. Here Rabbi Akiva says that it's also for a person to eat anything, to taste anything without making a bracha. Mara asks that Hilulim is not available for that drasha because Hilulim is used for another drasha. It teaches, number one, that you have to redeem the fruit of the fourth year if you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, and number two, that it only applies to wine. Or it says, if you hold that the fourth year fruit, if that whole halacha of the fourth year fruit applies to everything, all fruits, not just to grapes and wine, then you have one drasha of Hilulim available to teach you that you have to make a bracha. But if you hold it only applies to grapes, you need a drasha for that, then how do you know that you have to make a bracha? Now, if you learn, which is one view, that you learn that the fourth year halachas applies only to grapes, and we learn it from Gzeir Shava, okay, so Hilulim is still available to teach a drasha, that you make a bracha. But if you don't learn from the Gzeir Shava, then you need Hilulim for that, so there's no, where do we learn that you have to make a bracha? And although you'd only be able to learn from here that you can make a bracha, that you may have to make a bracha afterwards, but you would learn from a Kalva Chaim that you have to make a bracha before afterwards, before as well. If you have to make a bracha after when you already ate, for sure you have to make a bracha before you eat. If you hold it, you learn with the Gzeir Shava, and therefore Hilulim teaches you make a bracha from then, you can learn out that you have to make a bracha on all other fruit from the fact that you have to make a bracha on grapes. Just like you have anah on grapes, and that's why you have to make a bracha, so too on all other fruit, you have enough from them, therefore you have to make a bracha. Or then shows that maybe you can't learn from Kerem because it has a certain chumrah, it has the oilless, and then the Gemara tries to bring from others, and it comes out with a tzad of Shava, that you would not be able to learn other fruits from Kerem, from grapes. So how do you know on other fruit you would have to make a bracha? Or it says you learn from the Shiva Saminim, which we learn has a bracha afterwards. So you learn all other things from the Shiva Saminim. Or it says you can't learn from the Shiva Saminim because the Shiva Saminim have the din of Bikurim, and maybe that's why you have to make a bracha before you eat them, but other fruit maybe not. Or it says, and even if you hold that the fourth year halachas of fruit apply not just to Kerem, but to all fruits, still, that would only teach you have to make a bracha on fruit. How do you ever learn that you have to make a bracha on things like meat and eggs and fish? Where it says it's a svara that also lay the adam shiyahenim in ha'olam azebele bracha. It's also to have anah from this world without first making a bracha. Bryce says it's taka also for anyone to have anah from this world without making a bracha. And if someone does, he's over mi'ila. His eitzah is to go to a chacham, which Rav explains, go to a chacham and learn how to make the bracha so you won't be over me'ila. Rav Levi has a steer. On one hand, the pasuk says, Lashem ha'aretz umlaya, the land belongs to Hashem. Another pasuk says, Hashemayim shemayim Lashem va'aretz nosan avnei adam, it belongs now to us people. The answer is, before we make a bracha, the land belongs to Hashem. Once we make a bracha, then Hashem, then the land belongs to us, Hashem gives it to us. Chanina Bar Papa says that anyone who has enough in this world without making a bracha is like he steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Klal Yisrael. Then as a steer, one pasuk says that v'lokachti digoni, Hashem says it's my grain. Another pasuk says v'yosafta digonecha, it's your people's, Klal Yisrael's grain. He answers that when the Yisrael is doing the Ratzon Hashem, it's considered to be our grain. When we're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, it's considered to be the grain of Hashem. Bryce says that v'yosafta digonecha, Rabbi Yishmael says it teaches that you have to work. You have to work and try to support yourself. Shema Yechai says v'yosafta digonecha teaches that you're supposed to be learning. And if you're learning properly, other people will do the work for you. Abaye said many have done like Rabbi Yishmael and were matzliach. Many have tried to do like Rabbi Shimon Yochai, were not matzliach. Rav would tell his Talmidim to stay home during the months of Nisan and Tishrei, because those were the months and days that needed to be worked, the fields needed to be worked. So therefore, he said, stay home and work then, so you should be able to support yourself for the rest of the year learning. Rabbi Rachan, in the name of Yechon, in the name of Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, said, look how different the earlier generations are from the later generations. The early generations made their Torah the Iker, and their work was the Tafel. And they were Matzliach in both of them. Whereas the later generations make their Malacha the Iker and their Torah the Tafel, and they're not Matzliach in any of them. He then said another difference is that the earlier generations would make sure to make themselves chayiv in Meiser with the Tua, whereas the later generations look for loopholes so that they should be potter for Meiser. Mishnah said, chutz min hayayin. Why is it that wine taka gets its own bracha, but other things like oil does not? Can't be because it had a change for the better, because oil also is a change for the better from the olive, and yet it doesn't change its bracha. Rather, besides the fact that wine was changed for the better, it also sustains. Wine is able to sustain, and it satisfies. Remember, we quoted a member from Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel who said that on olive oil, if you drink olive oil, you make a bari priya eitz. What's the case of drinking the oil? Can't be we just drank it straight, because that actually harms the person. It's bechlal not even called an achila. Can't be where you just dipped bread into it, because then you'd only make a bracha on the bread. You wouldn't make a bracha on the oil. Can't be talking about where you made an anigrin mixture where there is oil in it, because again, you'd make a bracha on the anigrin and not on the oil. Out of the cases where he needed oil for his throat to calm his throat, he had a pain in his throat, and on Shabbos, but you can't just drink oil because you're not allowed to do a refuah on Shabbos. That he drank this anigrin with a lot of oil in it to get around the problem of refuah on Shabbos. That's why in that case you would make a bracha on the shemen. And the chiddush is, you would think since he's doing it for refuah, maybe no bracha needs to be made at all. But since he is having enough from it, the halacha is he does have to make a bracha.